Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ngikubingelele mlaleli egameni elihle lenkosi yethu Jesu waseNazaretha ubingelelwa yimusizi wakwaZuma. Lasikhuluma ngengqikithi yokukholwa. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu omuhle nothembeke kangaka ukuthi asigcine kuze kuyofika lesikhathi sonyaka. Siyaqhubeka ke we talking about preparing for 2025 for the year 2025. You know, last week we looked at the importance of God's assignment empilweni yakho, nokuthi the reason why you are still alive is because uNkulunkulu usabhekile ukuthi uhlelo noma injongo anayo ngimpilo yakho ifezakale. That's why you are still alive today, because God wants you to fulfill the purpose of God. Sizezafunda futhi in the book of Acts chapter 13:26, lapho lithi, and David, after he had served the purposes of God in his generation, in his own generation, he fell asleep. You are also here to serve the purposes of God in your generation. And engifuna ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi last week we read in the book of Isaiah chapter 61, lapho lithi, the spirit of God is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me. Bese iyabhala ukuthi ugcobele ini. The year 2025 is a year of a fresh anointing upon our lives. UNkulunkulu sinikeza ugcobo olusha elokuthi siqhubeke futhi simkhonze, elokuthi siqhubeke futhi ngaloku asibizele kona la emhlabeni. Ubizo alipheleli kuministry kuphela bathandekayo, but uNkulunkulu has also called us to different spheres, to different dimensions, to different spaces, to different gates, to different mountains, ukuthi sihambe siyo occupy sise sengabantwana bakhe, in order to advance his kingdom, so that people may know that he is God, so that people may turn to him as the one and only true God, because he is the true God. Others are not true gods, but he alone is the Lord. Ingqikithi yokukholwa kwethu leyo bathandekayo. Ngizoqhubeka lana ku-Isaiah chapter 61, and I'm going to read verse 4. Ngehle nayo lithi, and they shall build up all the old wastes, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. This is very prophetic to us, siwumuzwa seSouth Africa, because we are from, you know, we got into democracy ngo 1994. Kwathi mangena i-government sabona konke okwenzekile, sabona amathenda, sabona i-corruption. Mawungathi uyabhekisisa manje, you know, if you go to different towns and cities, there is so much desolation. Mawungathi uyabheka ukuthi ama buildings, they have been abandoned, you know, left, right and center. People are unemployed. Kuningi okubi okwenzakalayo ezweni lethu. But engifuna ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu is in the business of anointing you to go. Verse 4, they shall build up the old wastes. UNkulunkulu uthi, he is anointing you to go and build up those old wastes ezilengaphandle in our country. The solution is not out there. The solution is not us going to seek other countries ezingathi zimore economically powerful to come and assist us. But the solution lies within us, and the solution is found in the anointing that God is giving us, in the capacitation. UNkulunkulu is capacitating us. We are see isilungu namhlanje ngathi siyangidribula kancane. You know, he's giving us capacity in order for us to be able to do that thing that he wants us to do, whatever it is. Uthi, they shall build up the old waste, they shall raise up the former desolations. The former desolations, mo ngathi uyabheka, we look at it very practically in our country. You know, a lot of infrastructure is not maintained. Mawa ngathi uyahamba etown ubona izinto besingaziboni lokakudala uma ngabe uya etown, because bekwazi ukuthi itown indawo eclean ngendlela emangalisayo. But mawa ngathi uyabhekisisa manje, azikho zonke lezo zinto. There is poverty because, you know, even us as children of God, we're not taking our rightful place in the business world for us to start companies, for us to start businesses, so that we can be able to feed the nation. Namhlanje ngifuna ukukhuluma nawe ukuthi usesengumntwana kaNkuluNkulu uNkuluNkulu ukufake in this generation because bekabona ukuthi wena uyi solution to the problem wena uzitshela ukuthi unenkinga kanti kahle kahle wena uyi solution yalenkinga ozitshela ukuthi unayo uNkuluNkulu makabheka wena ubeke isandla sakhe phezukwakho ukunikeze i blueprint wakunikeza i assignment eyokuthi hamba uyoyenza u1 no2 no3 but wena you are still looking at the wounds ngoba obviously the enemy sees what God wants to do ngempilo yakho and the enemy will keep attacking impilo yakho the enemy will put you know ama traps around you but uNkulunkulu engunkulunkulu uNkulunkulu osikhipha ogibeni lomcuphi naso badanini olibhubhisayo uNkulunkulu osindlulisayo bese emva kwaloko bese sekayasigcoba bese emva kokuthi asigcobe ascapacitate ukuthi sihambe soyenza the thing that he wants us to do now namhlanje I want you to know ukuthi you are the solution for this generation you owe it to this generation to serve the purpose of God empilweni yakho yini lento engaphakathi kwakho ekhlupha kangaka about this country what is it that is troubling you inside that is the thing that God wants you to do because uyitshale la ngaphakathi kwakho uthi lana and they shall build up old wastes they shall raise former desolations and they shall repair waste cities uNkulunkulu is in the business of handing over towns and regions and cities into our hands for us to possess them hallelujah njengoba si business sizitshela ukuthi it is the government this the government that i government yezulu ibheke thina ukuthi siphakame and sithathe indawo yethu uthi lana you shall raise up the former desolations and you shall repair waste cities and desolations of many generations yebo sihlale sithi apartheid yenzeni eimpilweni zethu kwenzeke u1 no2 no3 but now uNkulunkulu uthi ngibheke wena ukuthi ureverse yonke lento eyenzekile ureverse all those things eziyenza yenzeka in the past wena you shall restore the desolations of many generations it means ukuthi the future generations are dependent upon you to fix the things of past generations usangena ku 2025 sibuze ukuthi wena uNkulunkulu assigne ukuthi uyenzani because uNkulunkulu has definitely assigned you there is no way you can be part of this generation bese uNkulunkulu abe angakuthumanga to this generation wena uzibona ungasebenzi kanti uNkulunkulu ukwenze ukuthi ube employer you are not an employee uNkulunkulu kuphakamisile lithi zikaNkulunkulu you are the head and you are not the tail you shall be above only if you are covenant to the Lord you shall be above only and not beneath you shall lend unto many nations but borrow from none because bathandekayo wena you are the royal priesthood wena ubizwe ngegama lakhe you are covenanted with the maker of heaven and earth umhlambu udlule simeni you are discouraged I want you to pick yourself up and I want you to look at yourself in the mirror and I want you to read Isaiah chapter 61 ufunde lo verse 4 uthi mina I shall build up the old ways I shall raise up the former desolations and I shall repair the waste cities the desolation of many generation lithi zikaNkuluNkulu we are the salt of the earth lalela makukhona wena khona umehluko uNkuluNkulu makabheka phansi wena ngisho discouraged ubheka ngapha nangapha uzucabanga nokuphuma in this country yazi uNkuluNkulu makangangibusisana ngemali ngingahamba South Africa kanti uNkuluNkulu yena esezulwini ehlele ehlabeni sakhe sobukhosi uthi makabheke wena abone isisombululo sazo zonke izinkinga esibhekane nazo mhlambe uqoqala ozo inventor imoto yala eSouth Africa mhlambe uqoqala ozoletha amanye ama solutions esingawazi thina awe technology uNkulunkulu ubheke wena because ubeke wena you are the solution to this generation I want you to know ukuthi ugcobo likaNkulunkulu lenza noma yini empilweni yakho right now I pray for you ukuthi uNkulunkulu akugcobe and kulolo gcobo let that anointing remove the burden whatever it is ekubophile empilweni yakho may the Lord remove it through his anointing phezu kwempilo yakho and may he destroy the yoke of bondage ekhona empilweni yakho may he destroy it because ukuthembisile and may he also anoint you and capacitate you to do the things that he has assigned you to do in this generation but uNkulunkulu esimkhonzayo bathandekayo uNkulunkulu ofuna thina to make up our own minds that we are going to pursue his destiny if you don't pursue that destiny uhlala lapho kulobo buthakathaka uhlala lapho kuloko kudangala. You are not going to go anywhere empilweni yakho. As you prepare yourself for 2025, ngifuna ukuthi uphaka usukume and ngifuna ukuthi wazi ukuthi izulu likubackupile, izulu liminga kuwe. If God is for you, no man can be against you. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon you because the Lord has anointed you to do everything that He has assigned you to do. Empilweni yakho. Unkulunkulu akubusise ke mlaleli, siyaqhubeka futhi next week on the topic preparing for 2025.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.